Europe's leaders begin another meeting today to try to find an answer to the refugee crisis which somebody threatens the very existence of the European Union. On the table is the plan discussed between Germany and Turkey 10 days ago, a highly controversial plan, partly because of the one-for-one proposal. For every legal migrant who arrived from Syria, an illegal who'd already made it would be sent back. Apart from the sheer practicality of it, many say it would actually be illegal. Well, let's talk about both those aspects. I'm joined by Dr. Catherine Costello, who's Professor of International Human Rights and Refugee Law at Oxford University, and here in the studio, Tanya Steele, who's the Interim Chief Executive at Save the Children. The legal practicalities of this, would it be legal to send somebody back purely because somebody else who has arrived legally is now there?
Well, that aspect of the deal, this one-for-one aspect, is obviously deeply ethically troubling.
Ethically, but legally?
I think sending anybody back to Turkey, I mean, you describe them as illegal immigrants. We know we're talking about refugees. If we're talking about returning refugees, it's only permissible under very, very limited circumstances if the refugees enjoy full protections in the country to which they would be returned. And the European Commission, in its statement yesterday, outlined very clearly that if that were to be done, Turkey would have to make significant legal changes, because although it offers protection to Syrians, it's quite a flimsy sort of temporary status. And for non-Syrians, and we're also talking about returning Afghans, Iraqis, they don't enjoy formal statuses. So it's, you know, if it were to be legal, it would require very significant legal changes, both in Turkey and in Greece on
because
the procedural side.
To state the absolutely obvious, you cannot return a Syrian to Syria knowing that if you did, they might very well be blown to bits the next day.
Absolutely. I mean, return to Syria and other war-torn countries where individuals' lives would be at risk amounts to refoulement, and there's a sacrosanct principle in international law that returning people to countries where they would be persecuted or subject to serious human rights violations is impermissible.
On the other hand, I'd put this to both of you. If this deters people from making that extremely dangerous journey across the Mediterranean from Turkey to Greece, they might very well die during the making of that journey. If it deters them from doing that, isn't it a good thing, Tanya Steele?
I mean, I think it's fair to say if we look at the sheer scale of the people that have already fled the conflict in Syria, our view is that they will only take even more dangerous routes in order to try and reach some form of sanctuary. Quite literally, there is nothing left behind for them anymore. So it is worth the balance of risk. When you're prepared to pack up what little belongings you have and put your children on your backs and put them in a dangerous boat to cross the sea, you're already a desperate person fleeing a very, very desperate situation.
And Catherine Costello?
I think the deterrence logic doesn't hold when we're really just talking about trying to close down one route, which is the Turkey to Greek islands route. There are other many more dangerous routes, like the Central Mediterranean one from Libya to Italy. And if more people start taking that route, more people will die. We know it's the deadliest sea route in the world, and the smugglers there are absolutely ruthless. So just to echo Tanya's sentiment, I mean, we can see these patterns that the driver is desperation. I think the hope is to open up very significant resettlement places. There is an international summit being convened by UNHCR on the 30th of March. There is an autumn summit being convened by Obama linked to efforts at the UN General Assembly. And both of those are trying to open up very, very significant resettlement commitments so that people would have hope that if they stayed in Turkey, Lebanon and Jordan, then there will be a resettlement prospect for them. But unfortunately, the way the EU has manipulated the idea of resettlement in this deal, it doesn't really support those international efforts. So I think that's another source of my concern and disappointment about this apparent deal.
Catherine Costello and Tanya Steele, thank you both very much indeed.